Hello, I'm Jennifer Neville with this week's Middle East report. Coming up, the two-month negotiations between the United States and Iran end in a deadlock, thousands sign petition against the Kara's 2 document, and Israeli rescue teams begin work in Colombia's worst earthquake. The two-month period of negotiations between the United States and Iran has ended in a deadlock, and Israel is entering a special month of prayers leading up to the Jewish New Year. With more on these stories, here is news correspondent Kent Allen.
Near the start of this outgoing week, the two-month peace treaty between the United States and Iran has expired. The treaty officially took the form of what is called a Memorandum of Understanding, during which both sides were to begin to negotiate for peace, and that the treaty could be extended beyond the 60-day period by mutual agreement. That 60-day period has now come and gone, and there has been no official extension for further negotiations. So the situation is in limbo. Even before the 60 days were up, the United States Navy had resumed its blockade of Iranian ports, and Iran has been carrying out limited attacks on ships sailing through the Persian Gulf. Foreign affairs commentators point out that now the situation is like an economic war. Whether the blockade on Iran being able to sell its resources on foreign markets will force Iran to capitulate, versus the slowdown of oil and gas shipments in the Persian Gulf, bringing too much instability to world markets. And this is also tied in with what are called the November midterm elections in the United States, which will determine whether the Trump administration will be able to hold on to its slim majority in Congress. President Trump losing his majority in Congress could result in a Congress no longer willing to fund the war against Iran. In other news, one-third of the Jewish population in Israel practices Orthodox Judaism. Last week in the religious calendar began the one-month countdown, so to speak, leading up to the start of the Jewish New Year, followed by the Day of Atonement. Each morning during this month, the ritual trumpet is sounded in synagogues as a call to be alert and to be ready to meet God. This is Kent Allen reporting from Jerusalem.
In response to the Church of England's decision to adopt the extremely controversial Kara's 2 document, thousands of Christians have now signed a petition against the document. And earlier, Paul Calvert caught up with Pastor Reagan King, who explains why he created the petition.
The Kairos Palestine document in 2009 was released by the Palestinian Christian Ecumenical Initiative. And on the back of that, we now have this new document, which is being referred to as Kairos 2. It's a moment of truth, faith in a time of genocide. And in this document, there is, under the guise of, you know, kind of pursuing some measure of peace, very much a one-sided perspective on what is going on in the Middle East. There's very acerbic language used. There's language of genocide, ethnic cleansing, forced displacement, apartheid. And everything seems to be Israel's responsibility, including even, you can read the document, almost a rationalization of the horrendous atrocities committed on October the 7th. Basically accepts and fully embraces this particular part of the narrative without opening the door to say, okay, we're going to read this, we're going to engage with it, but we desperately want to hear the other perspective of this. We are aware that there's another perspective, and we want to engage with that. They've not even done that. And that's deeply, deeply distressing and concerning, not only to the Jewish community that feels betrayed by the Church of England, but also, frankly, to Jewish believers and indeed most believers across the land of Israel who will hear of this document will find it very troubling indeed.
Do you feel the Church of England is making a political statement? We are pro-Palestinian?
Yeah, on that 100%. I think that's unquestionable. One of the Church of England's missions is CMJ, which is the Church's mission to the Jews. Okay, CMJ was started out of Wilberforce, and there were others alongside. It's very, very active there. Of course, you have Christchurch in Jerusalem, which is an Anglican church. It's the first Anglican church in the land, one of the very first. I mean, some people even say the first church in the modern era in the land. So, you know, you look at this and you're thinking, okay, there's a bit of a dissonance here between the hierarchy in the Church of England and what's going on in an evangelical way in Israel itself and for the Jewish people themselves. And I did consult. I consulted with some people I know who are connected in the Church of England to that mission and have contact with people at Christchurch. And the Archbishop of Canterbury recently traveling over to the Holy Land, it has been confirmed to me that there was no consultation, no consultation at all, no visitation at all with representatives of CMJ or with representatives of Christchurch, you know, which to me is just, it's staggering. You know, it shows that you are taking one particular perspective, one particular side. I'll just add that, you know, you have individuals who are in the Palestinian controlled territories who, yes, they profess Christ. Yes, they are leaders in churches. And yet their doctrine is not consistent with that what we see in Scripture. It's not following to or adhering or recognizing in any way the ongoing significance of the promises of God.
You've created a petition for people to sign against Kairos 2. Why did you want to do that?
There was a sense of righteous consternation, indignation, and a sense of someone has to do something. Someone has to say something. And yes, there are individuals who did speak up at General Synod. There are individuals who have spoken to this in various ways. But, you know, we are surrounded where I am in London by Jewish friends. We have many Jewish friends. Half of my family is Jewish and as well. And so many, I see it on a regular basis, are bereft. So many feel betrayed, and so many automatically assume Christian, that means you're anti-Jewish. That's the narrative. So someone had to do something.
Yeah, it does sound like this Kairos 2 document is actually damaging all the work that the Christians have done, the evangelical church have done, to actually embrace the Jewish people. It just basically puts it to tatters, does it?
This is not a good faith attempt to achieve reconciliation. This document desires the erasure of Israel. It desires the erasure of the Jewish people from the land. That's what it's calling for. It denies the legitimacy of the nation that is Israel.
What's your prayer for the Jewish people at this time in London, in the UK?
My prayer is ultimately that God would give his perfect peace. As a follower of Jesus, I believe that peace is found in a Messiah. I do believe that the law, the writings, and the prophets point to Yeshua as Messiah. But my prayer is that the Jewish community will know peace and will know God's love and care, and that they will know that there are people, that there are many of us who see, who love them, who care for them, and will continue to do so come what may.
How can people find your petition and sign it? Is there a website address anywhere they can find it?
Yes, yeah, there absolutely is. The petition itself is called A Christian Declaration Against Kairos. And this is declaration-against-kairos.com.
That was Pastor Reagan King. Finally, Israeli search and rescue soldiers began work in Colombia on Friday, joining local crews in the hunt for survivors and delivering humanitarian aid days after the powerful earthquake struck the country. Israel's 80-strong delegation arrived in Calais with search and rescue personnel and dogs. The delegation, headed by the commander of the National Search and Rescue Unit, Brigadier General Yossi Pino, includes both regular duty soldiers and reservists. Please pray for protection over Israel, over the rescue team, and also that survivors will be found, and for Israel's forthcoming elections. This ends this edition of the Middle East Report. Please join me again next time for the latest news from Israel and the Middle East. For more details, go to onlinemiddleeastreport.com.